Rock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com, The Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Yes.
Anyway, we're going to keep removing here, folks. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. A lot of great products coming up for the summertime. Make sure your fridge is stocked so you're never thirsty, all right?
Yeah. Typically at this time, I have a bunch of scores for you, but either our sports guy just got really lazy or email's down or he's sick. One of the three. I haven't really looked into it. So we're just going to do some stories. I'm going to start off by reading you a headline, Brock, and then we're just going to kind of talk about this a little bit. NFL investigating after third woman sues Deshaun Watson for alleged sexual assault. I read this morning, and I'm like, man, I don't want to read that about this guy. And here's why. Because I already have a bad taste in my mouth about Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna kick it off with this, saying, hey, I don't know everything about this guy. All right. I actually know very little about Deshaun Watson. What I do know is it seems like every team in the NFL had wanted this guy or does want this guy. Mm-hmm. He's that athletically inclined at the QB position. But the bad taste comes in my mouth when he just kind of cops out and bitches out and, like, doesn't help his team out at all just by kind of pouting in the corner and saying, hey, I want to get traded from this team. I don't want to play. Even though I'm under contract, I don't want to play for this team. And then now this stuff comes out about it. And I'm just like, man, and I'm not saying this is real and this is happening. I mean, but the third woman, you got to look into it a little bit. So how do you feel about this guy?
Look, he's been touched by the football gods. Okay. Mm-hmm. What are the odds of making in the NFL? One in a billion. All right. To be
pretty much zero.
You know, and here you are given these amazing opportunities to do what so many young athletes would love to do. And then you squander it by acting like an idiot, all right? Yeah. Not only starting with him saying, I'm just going to sit on the bench. I don't like my contract. I don't like my team. And then he just sits on the bench for a year instead of playing to fill out his
opinion, it's amazing that teams, that owners and coaches want this guy. I mean, right off the bat, I'd be like, red flag, you know? He pouted and didn't want to play for his team that he was under contract with in the NFL. And now this stuff about it, it's like, man.
Well,
I don't know.
You don't
see too many Super Bowl winning quarterbacks with baggage like this, do you?
Well, we saw this happen with old boy from the receiver. He's on the Bucks now.
Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown, right? An amazing athlete, but his attitude kept him from being put on teams.
Yeah. And he just got traded and traded. Yep. And 2 weeks on a team, the team would be like,
sorry, buddy. Yeah, you're causing problems. We don't need that at this organization. So
it'll just be interesting to see how this guy ends up and where he ends up and how his career ends up. Because right now, I'm just saying, he's carrying a lot of baggage. And it's going to show on the field, in my opinion. So there you go. There's your Deshaun Watson story this morning. Moving on, college basketball. March Madness, still a big deal for billionaire Warren Buffett. But for years, Buffett was he's been running a bracket contest, giving people a chance to win big prizes for picking a perfect bracket, which is what we're doing this year as well. You can go to our website, WIRX.com. Or is that up? Or is today the last day?
No.
Today's the last.
No, yesterday was. That was it.
Yesterday was.
Yep.
All right. Yep. Well, you guys are screwed. So
good luck, morons.
This year, he's narrowed things down to his employees. So we're kind of X'd out of it, man. Anyone who gets the most correct choices in their bracket before an incorrect choice will get $100,000. But that prize money gets bumped to $1 million if the employee picks every first round game correctly. But wait, there's more. If they pick every second round game correctly, that's just the second round, that employee gets $1 million annually for the rest of their lives.
What? Wait, where is this for?
So this is for, so if they get every second round game correctly.
No, sorry. What company?
This is Walmart. This is Warren Buffett, right?
I don't think he owns one. Does he own Walmart? I don't know. Anyway, $1 million for the rest of their life if they get all the second round games correct. Someone's done that before.
The second round, yeah, what was the guy? Got to like the third round.
Yeah, I think
he
got to like the third or fourth, and then it just blew up on him.
That's crazy. You know, I still look at a bracket, and I'm like, yeah, I could do that. Why is that? It's like an optical illusion, or there's some weird effect. There's some big word for it. I don't know the word, but you look at that, everybody looks at that bracket, and they're like, yeah, you know, I could probably do that.
Yeah, I could figure this out.
Give me 10 shots, I could figure this out.
You know what my key is to a bracket? And I've had some pretty good runs on the bracket. What you got to do
is... You don't look at the names, you just go, right?
Well, you do. You have some guarantees, okay? There's certain ones that you can guarantee, but what you have to do is, and I know it's kind of... It's late now. I'm
late
to the party.
See, I think that's wrong. I think you're wrong on that because there's always an upset every year.
You got to let me finish here because that's the thing. What you have to do is you have to pick at least one upset. You have to pick one team that squeaked in, that had to play like that first round because there's always that one team, that like that 20 seed that blows up a number one seed or a number two seed. Oh, yeah. It always happens. So you just got to make sure you pick the right one. So sometimes like it'll be like, all right, I know Duke is going to beat, you know, the number one seed's going to beat this number 20 seed and this number one seed's going to beat this number 19. But you're like, wait a minute, I think this one, I think this is the one that's going to ruin everyone's bracket. You got to pick it. You got to pick it. And nine times out of 10, you're going to have it. You're going to have it. You will.
Just like he said, yeah, there's that one game where like everybody's online. Well, there goes my bracket. Thanks, Michigan. Or thanks, you know, whatever your team is. Another thing too, you know, your team's not going to make it and win the, you know, for God's sake, everybody goes with their own team.
Yeah,
sorry.
So you can't be diehard all the time when it comes to actual stats and, you know, statistics.
You don't want to win $1 million or however much money you could win. You just got to be. Don't cheer for your team. That's all I'm saying. Ain't gonna happen.
Fair enough. All right.
I think that's good for right now. I got some more stories, but we could save. I need to save them, actually, for the 7 o'clock hour, so bear with me.
That works for me. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Right. Yeah, dude.
You know, Ed. 7:26, Brock Hunter.
Morning.
We got to keep her moving here because we're running a little bit behind, folks. It's time for your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer out there. A lot of great products on the way for you to stock your fridges with from Bud Distributing. So check it out. All right. What do you got for us?
Yeah. 2002 high school football. Number 11, Hunter gets player of the game. Once again. Well, no, I can't. And then they built a statue. You love that statue. And
built a statue, a golden toilet statue for you. That's what it
is. Why am I naked? I was playing football. You just put pads on it, you know?
It's a weird, weird statue. Weird statue.
Tiny little leaf.
It's the tiniest leaf ever. Is it a fig leaf? That's unbelievable. Yeah.
I'm just stalling. I'm glad we're behind because I don't got much sports this morning here. College basketball is kicking off. But March Madness, still a big deal for billionaire Warren Buffett. For years, Buffett has been running a bracket contest and giving people a chance to win big prizes for picking a perfect bracket. This year, he's narrowed things down to his employees. Anyone who gets the most correct choices in their bracket before an incorrect choice will get $100,000. So somebody's going to get 100 G's. But if that prize money or that prize gets bumped to $1 million, if the employee picks every first round game correctly, so $1 million for just the first round. If they pick every second round game correctly, but wait, there's more. The employee gets $1 million annually for the rest of their lives.
Dude, that's nuts, man.
What? Watch, like the person who wins, it's like 92.
No, it's always the people who win office sports polls is usually named like Karen or Donna, and they're in a county.
I filled it out. I think somebody did it for me, actually.
Or they fill out by color. It's like, I just like the color of the team, right. So I went with this team. That's how it works. That's how it always works.
Winning bracket was filled out in crayon this year.
Yeah, Phyllis over in H&R filled it out a perfect bracket, first time ever. And she's never watched a full basketball game, ever.
I'm going to open up 100,000 bingo clubs.
Yeah.
No.
Ridiculous.
Sucks. Yeah, so good luck out there if you guys filling out the old brackets. Did you fill out one?
I did not.
Well, we can't win ours. Yesterday was the last day, so good luck to all of you who filled out ours, and we appreciate you doing that.
Yeah. I can't win, so I'm not doing it. So just suck it.
All right. Some UFC news this morning. Dana White announced that the next big UFC fight will be held in Jacksonville, Florida in April, and will include a full crowd in attendance. We'll see if they can pull it off, but...
Florida? Why have it in Florida? There's already enough fights in Florida. Just bums high on meth fighting in Walmart parking lots. Why do they need to put more fights in there?
I'll tell you why. And here we go again. Just got back from Florida. Because you can in Florida. That's why.
There's no rules in Santa.
Because nobody cares down there. I'm serious. You know? So, hey, you guys might hear some people in the background cheering on a fight. It's been a while. It might sound a little weird now, you know?
Yeah.
But there you go. Like I said, I don't really have much in sports.
It works for me. I mean, I don't have high expectations for you. Is that it?
Okay, then.
Okay, then.
All right. Sports.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.